Welcome to a very special evening. Some of Georgia's greatest artists have come together in support of Atlanta's very own Grady Hospital. I'm Channel 2's Fred Blankenship. Hello. We've got an amazing lineup of the best in Georgia music, from R&B and rock to soul, pop, and even, oh yeah, a bit of opera. Collective Soul, Indigo Girls, Lecrae, Monica, CeeLo, The Black Crowes, Chuck Lavelle, Morris Robinson, Offset from Migos, Ludacris, Blanco Brown, and many more. And it's all in celebration of Grady Hospital. We at Channel 2 are proud to host this amazing event. In addition to A-list entertainment, leading advocates, doctors, and others who know Atlanta needs Grady, and Grady needs you too. Now, throughout tonight's program, you will have the opportunity to donate to Grady through our Text to Give program. You're texting all the time. How about doing it tonight? We have made it very easy for you. You can go to the website GradyHeals.com. I'll say it again, GradyHeals.com, or text Grady to 51555. 51555 to donate.
Excellence.
Essential.
Compassion.
Quality and accessible.
Want to meet true heroes? Just take a walk through the hallways of Grady.
Institutions like Grady across the country, the large urban safety net hospitals in large metro areas, really have taken the lead on health equity issues, and because the population we serve are the ones most impacted by inequity. We do things here that you wouldn't find in other health systems, and it's too important to the infrastructure of this city for it to fail.
We need support of the entire community at Grady, because we take care of people with limited resources. As a result, we have limited resources, and it's about pooling the resources together to assure that people can get the services that they need, because without those services, people begin to operate at different levels, and all of us then face the consequences. Because without health, people can't take advantage of opportunity. They resort to other ways to survive and live. And so it is in all of our interests that Grady remains strong. And really, that's why I've chosen to spend my career at Grady, because I believe that Grady, as a strong institution, makes Atlanta and the entire Southeast a better place to live.
I would have to say, for both Morehouse School of Medicine as well as Emory School of Medicine, a lot of the trainees choose those institutions because of the fact that we do provide clinical care at Grady. The mission of Grady is just something that it speaks to the heart. The majority of us could be anywhere else, but we choose to be there to serve the population, because that is something that is a mission within our heart.
When we were called by Grady and the foundation, we jumped at the opportunity to help with this event. This is an incredible way to celebrate Grady, a cornerstone in our community, and ultimately to show how music truly does heal and unite all of us and bring us together. When you look at how these artists are now coming back, touring, how busy they are, how they've been impacted just like we were over the last 18 months, give of their time and to donate their performances here today is just an incredible testament to the importance of Grady in our community, and something that we should all be very proud that these artists call Georgia home, and that we've got Grady here in our backyard, and those two have come together for a special night like tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Atlanta's own Collective Soul.
Thank you. pills divine. Living on the pills and wine. Something blessed to watch.